Flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and Kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Kenggotan Hamlet, Srimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Terus menari meski hujan rintik turun. Mengalun-ngalun bersama alunan angin malam berpelukan. Berbagi senyuman. Melayang-layang kita terus melayang meski langit tanpa bintang. Mendayu-dayu suara daun yang berjatuhan bermesraan.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay! But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, Help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. And of course, it's time for me to give you a wonderful information and also great music tour. Luca is back again here to accompany you and bring you a lot of other infos. And make sure, of course, you're staying tuned here because you can also contact us through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia, our Instagram account, VOI_official, our TikTok account, VOI_officials, and also our email address, voilistener@gmail.com. You can also contact us to our WhatsApp number, +62 821 2381 2130. +62 821 2381 2130. But we'll be right back with you with another wonderful music to listen, and of course, a wonderful song to listen. It's like one of the songs that I would really love to give you, coming from Soul Flight with Sekali Lagi or One More Time.
Siap saja, dan kau tak berikan asa. Saat ku pun merasa sungguh kini ku sesali. Waktu takkan terulang kembali, namun waktu berikan kita kesempatan lagi. Sekali lagi.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org. Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees become one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Srimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is so relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Apa kabar kau di sana? Sudah bertahun tak bertemu. Ku tak perlu bicara, hanya ingin dengar suaramu. Aku rindu.
Hey, aku baik-baik saja. Lama tak ku dengar darimu.
Aku lelah menunggu, hanya ingin melihat wajahmu. Aku rindu.
Mungkin dunia mencoba pisahkan kita, tapi ada cara agar kita bersama.
Tapi ku perlu tahu, apakah benar-benar cinta padaku?
Kan ku beri seluruh nafasku.
Apakah benar-benar mengerti aku?
Hanya kau yang mengenal aku, tiada yang lain untukku.
Lahirlah sebuah cerita.
Perjalanan kita berdua
nyata sampai selamanya.
Yang kan ku kenang selamanya, mengulang setiap kata-kata yang kau ucap.
Mungkin dunia mencoba pisahkan kita.
perlahan-lahan waktu akan terus berlalu, walau ku takkan mampu untuk menunggu, merindu sesuatu yang tak tentu. Apakah kita bisa kembali bersama? Tapi ku perlu tahu,
today's music corner presents a song from Paul Partohap. Paulus Andreas Partohap Silalahi, or better known as Paul Partohap, is an Indonesian singer and musician born on April 30, 1993. He's also known as the husband of Gita Savitri, Indonesian YouTuber and influencer. Paul began his music career in a debut single featuring Gita called Seandainya, or If Only, released in 2017. After that, he kept releasing more songs. On November 19, 2024, Paul Partohap released a new single titled Vitamin U, which goes viral in social media, including on TikTok. This song is the second release after the full album launching, Lover's Atlas. Paul writes Vitamin U along with Khalisha Ishana, who also becomes the producer. Just like the other songs, Paul writes the song lyrics inspired by his wife, Gita Savitri. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Vitamin U by Paul Partohap. Enjoy!
Hand in hand, forever side by side. Can we deny two souls entwined? I'll pass my prime for a little. What could I found you with a smile? I love who I am and I'm with you. May all the me inside of you, all I want is you. There is no capture needed.
Become my new obsession. vitamin, yeah.
In Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Somas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as kompiang longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called kompiang longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Voice of Indonesia.
Weather in your place right now, don't forget to always check or bring everything.
everything will be that you need, especially like a small umbrella or perhaps a raincoat is a must, right? We need to prepare because preparation will not be able to get to something. So I think this is a good thing to do, to get your prep and definitely to be ready to do every single thing. And we'll be right back to you again, of course, with this wonderful, wonderful song. Some is coming from, a wonderful song coming from Doris with Remedy, perhaps. They could also bring some remedy for you. Take a break from Hustle and Bustle in the city if it's raining.
Kesempatan kamu, remedi yang mungkin tak terulang. Kesempatan untuk terang hidupmu, aku tak akan menghalangimu. Aku tak mau, aku rasakan yakinmu di ragu, tapi sampai kapan kamu menahan-nahan bila begitu solusi terkejar mimpimu, kejar perlumu, kejar namamu untuk kejar mimpimu. Kejar perlumu, kejar maumu. Pasti sedih menghalang legaku, melepasmu berawan pandangku. Sendu mengingat pipi merahmu, dan semua baik manis kenangmu. Ku harus mampu, aku rasakan yakinmu dilawan lagu. Tapi sampai kapan kamu menahan-nahan bila begitu solusi kejar mimpimu, kejar perlumu, kejar maumu. Untuk kejar mimpimu, kejar perlumu, kejar maumu. Kita jaga tak terputus kata, segala mungkin lagi bersama. Bila sudah begitu jalannya, semoga seri ini sementara, sementara temu lagi.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang bahkan
alhamdulillah after disaster people surrounding Galunggung can feel the result of their agriculture from their own natural resources. So it is better for blessing and more beneficial, and also the economic standard of society is also better. That was Saifullah testimony, head of Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, West Java Province. Sukajadi Village is one of the villages which was directly affected by Mount Galunggung eruption. Volcano, which is 2,167 meters above the sea level, was very phenomenal in 1982. In the history, Mount Galunggung erupted in 1982. The last eruption has type volcanic vertical, like mushroom cloud of atomic bomb, reaching 20 kilometers to the sky, and was followed by pyroclastic burst of the fine dust with shower Bandung, Tasikmalaya, Garut, Cianjur, and another city in radius 100 kilometers. The negative impact of the eruption was felt by most people surrounding Mount Galunggung. They suffered due to the eruption for more than 1 year.
Tasik Utara lah khususnya, itu sangat berdampak negatif.
North Tasikmalaya especially has negative impact. Even several damage and destruction occurred for 1 year. For 1 year, there were no activities in some regions of the district, such as Cisayong, Sukaratu, Padakembang, Lewi Wisari, Singaparna. From 5 districts of 6 districts, its agricultural lands were collapsed for 1 year. Atam Supriyatna, farmer from Sukajadi Village, Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency, told about tense atmosphere when the eruption happened.
Pertama kelihatan mah malam Senin, jam 11 malam, Minggu malam Senin gitu kan, kelihatan mah ada asap gitu kan.
Earlier on Monday evening, if I was not mistaken, at 11 p.m. on Sunday evening, there was seen smoke. At the time, general election would be conducted. I was at command post. I was on guard. I did not know that the mountain would erupt. Firstly, there was drizzle. So, when I was outside, wah, raining.
Debu itu.
When entering the post,
debu, gitu kan.
I looked down and it
pagi-pagi
was not wet. It was not water, otherwise dust. In the morning at the post, I came to the village, show from the west. Many people over there went down. When he said, the mountain erupted, the mountain erupted. At that time, it was not yet. To the team, Sofullah completed the bitter story, which was experienced due to the eruption that kept erupting for 1 year.
Awal meletus itu, pertama letusan pertama itu tidak ada letusan. Hanya mengeluarkan asap itu hari Senin.
When erupting for the first time, there was no eruption. Only smoke on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Thursday evening, the big eruption happened. So on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, big eruption happened.
Mengeluarkan lahar.
But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, occurred overflow smoke and lava. There was no eruption. There were only thunder and fiber. If we stored water burn, it happened on Monday until Thursday. Around 18:30 after Maghrib, there was great eruption. It was Thursday evening. Disaster of Mount Galunggung eruption caused disadvantage. Around 1 billion rupiah and stopped farmers' activities for 5 years.
Tapi setelah 5 tahun, tahun 87 seolah-olah Galunggung bangkit dan berdampak.
But after 5 years in 1987, as if Galunggung awake and positive impact on agriculture also has positive impact on local people's economy at Galunggung region. It could be felt which was provincially collapsed. There was no life, especially for economy. After 5 years, rose up. People under Mount Galunggung slope feel the benefits after the mountain erupted. Seven farmers began to reopen their agricultural land. It did not take long time when they realized that their land was more fertile after the eruption. Atang Supriyatna admitted it.
Kalau tanah mah dari dulu juga malah makin bagus kalau sekarang tanahnya itu. Kalau dulu kan rata-rata per hektar di
our agriculture land is more fertile. In the past, 1 hectare land only produced around 4 tons, sometimes 4.5 tons. Today, it is better. Here, the land calculates per plot. So, 100 rice field plots can produce 8 quintals, minimum 7 quintals. If it is calculated, 1 hectare is 700 plots, 7 times 7 equal 49. There is an increase. In the past, it was only 4 tons. Now it's becoming 49 tons. The structure of the land has been good. Its pH increases. The change of the land structure was explained by Enang Ruspandi, head of Agricultural Counseling Office of Cisayong District, Tasikmalaya Regency. Enang, who works at field in his daily life and give counseling to the farmers, said that Galunggung dust has many elements which are needed by land to increase productivity, either agriculture or vegetable.
Sampai dengan sekarang itu terjadinya fenomena alam, kalau kita gali lihat daripada kandungan daripada debu galung itu kan ada kandungan yang disebut debu vulkanologi atau unsur-unsur hara yang sangat dibutuhkan.
Until now, natural phenomenon happens.
Suatu tanaman.
If we dig the content of galunggung dust, there is vulkanologi dust or hara elements which are very needed. Micro element is needed by plant.
Pengembangan.
One of them is
pertumbuhan tanaman.
Manganese, V or iron, magnesium, sulfur that supports may develop the plants growth because those micro elements are very needed by plants, even though in small quantity. In this regard, there is impact on the plants. Before Mount Galunggung erupted, I interviewed the farmer that 1 hectare land only produced 5.9 and increased to be 6.3 by applying technology. Galunggung dust does increase not only the quantity for the agriculture product, but also the quality of the product. Even galunggung rice is well known until abroad.
Sebelum ada galunggung itu produksinya biasa-biasa aja, tetapi setelah ada galunggung itu meningkat kualitas beras pun juga membaik. Beras galunggung yang diproduksi kalau beras dari air galunggung itu
before galunggung erupted, its product was normal.
Ya, but mempunyai harga yang
eruption, the product increase.
Berasnya itu
rice quality is also better.
Saya itu merek
galunggung rice.
Beras
which is produced from galunggung water.
Di supermarket mana tuh ada sebagian beras dari sini.
So that price of the rice
cuma
is quite
orang
satisfying. If you do not believe the brand mart of Cianjur rice at supermarket, most of the product is from here, Sayong. It is good quality of the rice. The stocking rice here from 1 quintal reaches 50 until 60 kilograms.
Generally,
stocking rice can produce much. If used, fertilizer is suitable and balanced. Quality of the rice of Cisayong Regency received international certification from Institute Marketology Organization or IMO. Organic Food Certification Council is from Swiss and has given certificate to more than 300 farmer groups throughout the world that produce a number of organic plants.
Nah, ada yang kami produksi khususnya dari Cisayong, umumnya kerang digabung satu kabupaten.
We produce organic rice especially from Cisayong, generally from 31 regencies. We have exported tons of organic rice and even hundreds of tons. Its name is Kapokan Simpatik, which has been exported to Germany, the United States of America and Swiss. There are three types of rice which are exported. There are red rice, black rice, white rice. Those types of rice are organic. Why can the rice be exported? Because the rice has been certificated by IMO. IMO is an international certification agency, so the rice can be sold abroad. Without certification label, the rice cannot be exported.
Alhamdulillah dengan adanya letusan galunggung itu fenomena alam.
Alhamdulillah, because of the eruption of Mount Galunggung, Cisayong villagers enjoy positive impact. The increase of the product is around 5 until 7%. The blessing is felt by the farmers, as told by Atang Supriyatna.
Kan dulu mah kan ada yang kelaparan kan di kita tadi sini mah nggak ada,
Neng mau makan di Bapak silakan.
It is better now. In the past there were people who starved. In the past harvest season was only twice a year. In here harvest is three times a year. Take for example, 100 plots can produce 1 ton. If 3 times a year, it means 3 tons. In the past, it was only 2 tons. Twice, isn't it? Alhamdulillah, it was enough for residents to eat twice or 3 times. Blessing. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
Riwayat Galunggung, tapi alhamdulillah setelah kejadian sekarang.
That was history of Galunggung, but alhamdulillah after the event, even residents surrounding Galunggung can feel the agriculture products from their own natural resources and bring about more benefit, and the economic standard for residents is better. What was delivered by Safullah, head of Sukajadi Village, reminds us that in life, human beings often face various kinds of unexpected events. Some of them feel sadder, but from those events, the God Almighty appears wisdom, which is worth to be thankful as it is now enjoyed by residents around Mount Galunggung.
Langit bersucah hanya Budi Negoro, Journalism Prize 2024, Upholding Press Nobility. Minister of Defense received courtesy visit from Saudi Arabian Ambassador. Here's the complete details. The Budi Negoro Journalism Award 2024, organized by Indonesian Journalists Association (PWI), was held in a lively ceremony at the RRI Auditorium on Tuesday. The event highlighted the important role of the press as the fourth pillar of democracy and reaffirmed its critical function in society. LPP RRI President Director Hendras Moe emphasized the importance of verified journalism in maintaining accuracy and reliability in the information provided to the public. He called on the press to continue upholding these principles, particularly in light of the growing challenges posed by digital media. Indonesian Minister of Defense Shafri Shamsuddin received a courtesy visit from the Saudi Arabian Ambassador to Indonesia, His Excellency Faisal bin Abdullah Haji Amodi. The visit was held at the office of the Ministry of Defense, Jakarta, on Wednesday. The meeting between the Ministry of Defense and the Ambassador was to open up opportunities to deepen strategic collaboration and share knowledge. This is important because Indonesia and Saudi Arabia have strong relations. The discussion between the Minister of Defense and Saudi Arabian Ambassador also has its own